I like that. And soup used to come in a can made out of what?
There's a different, it was a tin, mm-hmm. form of tin, and now most of it's a form of aluminum, or light, something other. Now when I worked 27 years and a half, you see, with the last work I did, that work was with the paper, and we had what we call linotype metal. Mm. It had 14 different kind of metals in that. Had pewter and stuff like that, but had, I believe it's 14% tin. That is where it would be tough and strung out when you formed the characters when you was running your linotype, mm-hmm. where you type it, be on it, you see it'd stand up for printing, and then string out. Mm-hmm. You could run that just about a sheet of it, or some of it.
A dime is worth how much?
A dime?
Yeah.
We always call it 10 cents, all except the Yankee dimes, and we just had to smack for that.
Let me stop and check the sound. The next part is about clothes, or we've already started that part, really. What would you put on out over your clothes in the wintertime?
We use a form of a jacket, an outside jacket that goes over your shirt and things, and then you put on an overcoat, some of them called a Mackinaw. Mm-hmm. And
I always thought that was a raincoat, that's not?
Then you have a raincoat. Mackinaw is heavier. I have a time of getting, that's the reason I'm wearing this heavy shirt.
Oh.
I use it for a jacket because, mm-hmm. large as I am, they don't handle it in the store no more, and mm-hmm. I've ordered two or three and sent them too little for me. Mm-hmm. I'm bigger than you think I am.
Well, you don't look too big.
Would you be surprised me telling you this is an 18 shirt, 50 chest?
Mm-hmm. That really does sound big, yeah. Okay, what do you wear between your coat and your shirt?
You can wear a sweater, or a vest.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then the bottom part is called your...
Your breeches or your pants.
All right. What do they call work clothes?
Most of them, overall, are jeans.
All right.
Or some kind of a mm-hmm. ducking, something other. Mm-hmm.
And if your old clothes wore out, you'd have to go and buy a brand?
New outfit, or if it's breeches, you buy new breeches.
Or if it was the all three pieces, you'd buy a brand new...
outfit.
Or what's another?
Suit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you stuff a lot of
uniform.
If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them.
Well, that makes them bulge out. I never had enough money to do that.
Well, it doesn't have to be money. Stuff pecans in your pockets or whatever. Okay, if you washed something in hot water, you might say, I washed it and it, if it got smaller.
It drew up.
What's another way of saying drew
shrunk.
Up? Pardon?
Shrunk.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you might...
See, they come label now more than 1% shrinkage.
Mm-hmm.
Or like that, but some of them go 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not that much.
Yeah, well,
5 or 10.
I've had things to do that. If you washed it and it did that, you say the coat, it won't fit now, but last week it...
It was right size.
Or using a word like fit, last week it...